This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, demonstrators gathered ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration in Washington to elevate worries over the environment, women's rights, and other issues. And Alaska's governor is hopeful Trump will act on his wish list, which has some Native communities concerned. The stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Ahead of the inauguration, people marched to the Lincoln Memorial Saturday, where they raised concerns about women's rights, the environment, immigration, and other issues. Demonstrators included Christina Diego, a member of the Colville Tribes. She moved to Washington, D.C. from Seattle to work on Indian health care issues. Christina, one cut here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Diego wants to advocate for the protection of health care for American Indians and Alaska Natives as the Trump administration takes office. Other demonstrators traveled from states across the country, including Arizona. Antietta Quesada, Mexican-American, is concerned about immigration policy. Quesada cut here in 3, 2, 1. National groups were among those representing their organizations, like the Sierra Club. Elizabeth Scrafford is its Western Field Director. She says the organization is an ally of tribes, which have been... Insert Elizabeth cut here. In 3, 2, 1. And Brittany Murray of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream was helping hand out free Peace, Love, and Ice Cream cups. Insert Brittany cut here, coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. The march is said to have attracted thousands of people to the nation's capital ahead of Donald Trump's next term as president. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy's staff says they haven't heard back from Trump's transition team about his Alaska Federal Transition Report, a 27-page wish list the governor sent to the incoming president just after his election. One of Dunleavy's top priorities is a request to reverse Biden administration policies that restrict oil development and return control of subsistence hunting and fishing to state management. KNBA's Rhonda McBride reports. Rhonda McBride wrap here. And coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. And I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.